You inspire WBEZ. The news, conversations, the voices. And when you donate now, you'll help ignite $85,000 for more local journalism. I'm Susie Ahn.
And I'm Alex Keefe. Like anything at WBEZ, earning this $85,000 is a group effort. We need your help. Give now so we can get to 1,500 donations by Tuesday, June 23rd.
Time is ticking. Just go to wbez.org/donate and thanks.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. A federal judge has confirmed President Trump's orders to deploy National Guard troops into Chicago are no longer in effect. The Sun-Times reports U.S. District Judge April Perry has dismissed a lawsuit challenging her ruling in October. It had blocked the Trump administration's push for deployment, and today's decision brings an end to the lawsuit brought forward during Operation Midway Blitz. Judge Perry says it cannot reasonably be expected the administration would try to deploy troops again under the same orders. A Chicago anti-violence group is upping its presence on the CTA after a couple of recent attacks on women. My colleague Alex Degman reports Violence Interrupters says it plans to ride CTA trains through the West Side 2 to 3 times a week. This group is giving self-protection tips to female passengers, including making sure you're aware of your surroundings and sitting in the front car, especially late at night. Tio Hardiman is the group's director, and he's also calling on men to do more.
When you see something happening to a lady, step up and try to assist that lady. Step up and stop it if you can. A lot of times women are scared to speak up, so we're saying the women need to speak up and the guys need to stand up.
Hardiman says the group has helped mediate dozens of conflicts on trains this year. Marijuana has been legal in Illinois for 6 years, and it's bringing a wave of businesses that want licensing to operate. State lawmakers say issuing special social equity business licenses and grants for people of color will allow them to reap the profits from the industry. And this includes Willie J.R. Fleming, who founded a nonprofit called Hemp for Hoods. He tells our Say More program the process still has not been easy.
It's been a struggle. Like nothing but licensing fees. We've been paying licensing fees, and we struggle to get resources to open up.
Cook County officials say the grant program was created to recognize the incarceration and exclusion communities of color faced during the war on drugs. And 10 Chicago area high schoolers have been honored at the 4th annual Randall Albers Young Writer Awards in Chicago. More than 200 poetry and prose submissions were received by the Chicago Literary Hall of Fame. Albers himself says this year's awardees represent the tip of the iceberg when it comes to emerging young authors.
I hope that these young writers understand the importance of carving out time just to sit and concentrate and think. And then also, of course, you can't be a good writer without reading. So reading as much as you can, as extensively as you can.
All honorees had their work published in the commemorative program, and the top 4 place winners also earned cash prizes. You're listening to The Rundown. An 18-year-old and his mother were detained 1 month ago by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The teen had just played his first soccer game of the spring season and was getting ready to graduate from Mather High School on Chicago's north side. His abrupt absence has left a hole in the community. WBEZ's Sarah Karp has this story.
On an afternoon last week, the fields in Rogers Park were filled with soccer players practicing. Ricardo Hernandez Navarrete should have been there, suited up in his black and neon green uniform, getting ready for the next game with his travel club. His teammates say he's a tough, fast winger.
He plays on the outside, where you can do the most tricks. That's what he loves, so that's what he does.
After Ricardo was detained, Memphis Render says practices became heavy, as did games.
So I felt very sad to hear that one of my friends that I've grown close to through soccer is he could be in danger, he's separated from his parents.
What's especially hard? Ricardo is still on the roster, so his name is read out by the referee before each game. Ricardo came to the United States with his family from Colombia 3 years ago. They had a pending asylum case, and last month, Ricardo and his mother were called to an appointment at the immigration court. They thought it would be a quick check-in. Instead, they were taken into custody, and because Ricardo had just turned 18, immediately separated. A rally in support of Ricardo and his mom was held last week near the soccer fields.
Now!
What do we want?
Christy Morrow organized it. She's been involved in community efforts to keep watch for ICE, and her son plays on the same soccer team with Ricardo. Speaking in front of the group, she said a lot of people think immigration enforcement has stopped since the aggressive operations ended this fall.
So when I told people about what happened to Ricardo and his family, I got a lot of, oh, that's still happening? We are hearing it every single day. It's quiet, it's quick.
ICE released a statement saying that Ricardo and his mother are being detained because they unlawfully entered the United States. That's the only offense they're charged with committing. Ricardo's detention also sent a wave of fear through Mather High School, where he's a senior.
With my students, I could see the drop in their faces and their affect. They were very upset.
Eric Vasquez is a teacher at Mather. He came to the rally with the counselor that registered Ricardo when he first arrived. She remembers him being excited, full of plans, full of dreams. Now they can't stop thinking about what he's going through.
He should be graduating. He should be going to prom and all these senior things that are happening. And he's really missing out on these like really pivotal experiences that are important and that he's worked hard for.
Everyone is hoping that Ricardo is released in time for graduation. But Vasquez says the school is already thinking about how to get him his diploma, whether he's there or not. Ricardo's older brother, Steven, was also at the rally.
Solo le agradezco a Dios por poner todas esas personas en nuestro camino.
He's grateful for all the people who are put in his path to support his family. But he says his mom and his brother mean everything to him, and he's worried about them, especially his mom, who's not getting enough to eat. As for his brother, he says he's 18, strong, and seems to be handling the situation. But one of the reasons his family came to the United States was to make his brother's dreams come true. Ricardo often walked several miles to practice, even when it was cold. And Ricardo's committed to playing for a highly competitive City College soccer program in the fall.
Él tiene el mismo sentimiento que yo. Amamos el fútbol. Y mi mayor anhelo es que mi hermano sea un futbolista profesional.
Steven puts his hand on his heart and says he and his brother share a passion for the sport, and that his greatest wish is to see his brother become a professional soccer player. Sarah Karp, WBEZ News.
Weather, a beautiful-looking day, sunny skies, cool, high in the mid-50s. Tonight, partly cloudy and chilly, low in the low 40s. And unseasonably warm on Tuesday, sunny and windy, high in the mid-70s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labus. Thank you for listening.